Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of Young Hollywood Actors and The Hollywood Parents Guide. My guest today on Hometown to Hollywood is Zach Barnett, founder of the Zach Barnett Studios in Midtown, Los Angeles, which is billed as an acting studio for the development of the whole self. Zach Barnett Studios provides classes, intensives, and private coaching for professional actors age 9 through adult. They also have summer camps and acting intensives. Zach, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you so much.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
This is your second time on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'd like to encourage people, first of all, to listen to your first one with me as well, because we're going to talk about some largely different things, of course, inevitably.
Okay.
But first of all, how did you get started doing what you do?
Oh, geez. Well, I was an actor, writer, director from a young age. I think I mentioned this in the last one, but when my parents would ask me when I was a kid what I wanted to be at 9, I would say a poet. So it was never like a policeman or a firefighter. It was always a poet, and I feel like that's been the through line of what I've done and studied for all of my life. So in that way, I was sort of the lone artist where I was. But I graduated early from high school. I went to Tisch School of the Arts, and I actually went for playwriting. And it was amazing because it was like, you know, Tony Kushner taught in my program, Martin Scorsese. Like, I would see Spike Lee in the elevator, and I was like this 17-year-old kid just being like, you know, surrounded by all these incredible artists and had this huge future in front of me. And I actually had a traumatic event happen during that time, and I lost my proprioception, which is basically my mind's ability to know where my body is in space. So I was, you know, literally kind of grabbing at different parts of my body, thinking my back was on my front. I didn't know where my legs were. And I was sort of this like being without a body.
That must have been terrifying.
It was completely terrible. I'm laughing at it now, as I think we do when we get through certain things in our lives. But it was absolutely terrifying, and no one could tell me what was going on. And I remember I went to a psychiatrist, and without looking up from their prescription pad, they told me I was psychotic. And basically, it was like I had all of this potential. I was like this kid with this destiny, and then all of a sudden, it was gone, and I was going to be in a mental hospital. Like, that's sort of the forecast. And I refused that diagnosis. And it kind of set me on a journey to kind of like Humpty Dumpty, kind of put myself back together again. And at that point in my life, the only tools I really had to understand anything was storytelling, was writing, was acting, was directing. So it really became the means in which I healed myself. So when I think, I just think I might have a different point of view than a lot of acting teachers or a lot of actors, because for me it was kind of foundational to healing myself and bringing myself back to this world. So, you know, when they talk about, you know, as an actor, you are your own instrument. I really feel like literally I saw all the components of that instrument and figured out how they fit together.
Yeah.
So when I look at actors, and I looked at the acting process, I look at it, I mean, at this point, it's very intuitive and it's all reassembled at this point. But, you know, I kind of look at the mechanism of the human instrument, and that's kind of how I see an actor. So I'm like, oh, this is off, that's off, that this is where we need to move that. This isn't open. We need to open this part. And, you know, I mean, I think deeply ingrained in that is that this is a healing process. Now, it's not therapy. That's not the point of it. It is about expression, and it also is about profession. But it is a healing process. Yeah, that's kind of the origin story. And then, so what happened was I got this opportunity when I was in my early 20s. So I dropped out of NYU. I moved to Japan.
It's just like,
yeah, it was just like, I'm on a quest. Okay. I've got to figure out what life is about. And I was sort of, you know, set adrift into the world. So I moved to Japan. Then I moved to San Francisco, and I had a theater company. I was the artistic director of a theater company. And we were doing experimental work, and it was fun and wild, and we performed at this college. And the dean and the president of the college were there, and I think I was 21 at the time, and they loved the work, and they asked me to create their bachelor's and master's program.
At 21,
so I didn't have a bachelor's or a master's program yet. So they put me through it, and they kind of gave me a fake head of the program, named the college, so I didn't get them in trouble. And so for 10 years, I got to create this program for actors who wanted to create their own work. So it sort of predated what is happening nowadays, which is so much of, you know, actor-generated content, I got to do, you know, 20 years ago. And it was cool. It was like out of nowhere, we had these, you know, big acting conservatories from London coming to study our curriculum. And it was just it was a wild time. And it was, what was wonderful about it was really, it was about people finding their voice and their sense of purpose. So even more so than skill or craft, it was really about voice. And so I really learned how to focus on, you know, getting that unique thing out of each person. And then when I moved to Hollywood, I worked at another acting studio, Margie Haber Studios, and I worked there for a decade. I started their youth program, but I also worked with their adults. And that was much more like single cam, multi-cam, procedural drama, serial drama. It was just like, you know, this is Hollywood. This is how hard it is. This is how fast it goes. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I did that for a decade. And then when I started my own studio, it was really bringing together those two elements. So how do we meet the demands of the business, and how do we do it in such a way that it feels very integral to who we are, and also affords us a compass to kind of keep us safe in the industry, keep us sane, and also keep us extremely singular. So essentially the way that I look at acting is it is a self-study, it is a martial art, and we're in this business, which is extremely demanding on every level, and an incredible opportunity for, dare I say, spiritual development, you know, an opportunity to become all of who you could be if you approach it the right way. If you approach it the wrong way, you can get lost.
Yeah.
It can be utterly overwhelming. So I know that was a mouthful.
But it doesn't have to be that way. Well, and actually you're already sort of segueing into my next question. So let's just add on to that. You know, there's a lot of acting schools in LA. There's a lot. You can, you know, you could throw something across the street, you probably hit an actor or an acting school. And so, you know, what makes your school different? And you're starting to go in there, but let's elaborate on that. What's different about, you know,
yeah,
ZBS?
Well, one of the things I learned when I was figuring out that curriculum of that master's program that I taught was, you know, in terms of finding people's individual voice, these three themes of spirituality, entertainment, activism, that these themes for an actor really hold life's biggest questions. And I don't have the answers to those questions, but I do know how to pose them. And I know the process of answering them, it distills someone's essence, purpose, presence, their connection to themselves. So, you know, I always say to my students, you know, the more connected you are to yourself, the more connected you are to any character. It's like they walk right over and they sit right next to you. But if you feel like you don't know what's going on with yourself, you feel disconnected, you're always going to have to reach for that connection to the character. So much of what we teach is about really getting connected with who you are. And then we funnel that through the craft of acting. So I ask, you know, and not only in my class, but there's seven different teachers at our studio. There's a number of different levels. Every level starts off with a meditation and a check-in. So, and people are doing outside work over the course of the week. They're doing morning pages. They're doing fear inventories. They're doing gratitude lists. They're learning how the instrument of their mind works. And they are really getting honest with who they are and what's important to them. So, you know, and these, I know these are big questions, and sometimes the words can be scary, but, you know, when I say spirituality, I don't mean any particular religious affiliation. What I mean is a connection to oneself and to the world around them, an access to their creativity. It's kind of like, as an actor, you're both a craftsman and a mystic, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like you're actually assembling this, using your conscious mind, assembling a character. But there has to be a point of release. And if you think that you are alone in the universe, you will never let go enough to become another character.
Wow.
Because this is not the art of pretending. This is the art of becoming. We are having something come through us. That's why we love this so much.
Yeah.
That's why you keep coming back. It's like, what's this magical thing where I can be both myself and someone else at the same time?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my identity isn't rigid. I'm not separate from the world. There's some intuitive thing passing through me that I don't know. In order to find that, you have to trust more than your will.
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.